who wants to take control of these airwaves here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Nami.
Nami joining us as she normally does, but Mark is not here as he normally is. I guess he's at one of those town meeting-y kind of things where he lives. So I think it's just going to be you and I. He might pop in later.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll see. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point of this radio program. The phones are there for you. Of course, also, we have a bunch of stuff in the news to talk about as well, including big news to those of you who were keeping an eye on the Free Cities Project, as some were calling it. That's not its official name. It's the Future Cities Development Corporation, and also another organization was involved as well, and I'm spacing on their name at the moment. But there was a couple different groups that were involved in attempting to create a free city, and then hopefully two more of them in Honduras. And according to both the BBC as well as The Atlantic, theatlanticcities.com, according to the BBC, it's not going to happen.
Oh, man. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, they killed this one before it even got off the ground. We had talked several weeks ago, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago, about how the Supreme Court in Honduras had issued a preliminary ruling with a panel of judges ruling pretty affirmatively against the Free Cities idea. And now the full Supreme Court has come back with a 13-vote-to-1 ruling, striking it down.
Oh, man.
So, here's a story from the BBC. The Honduran Supreme Court has ruled unconstitutional a project to build privately run cities with their own police and tax system. The Model Cities Project was backed by President Porfirio Lobo, who said it would attract foreign investment and create jobs. He was right.
Yeah.
By 13-1, however, the Supreme Court judges decided the proposal violated the principle of sovereignty.
Well, Honduras, the principle of sovereignty for Honduras, not for the principle of sovereignty of these potential cities.
Correct.
Right.
Right. And apparently, you know, there was money involved in this. There were, I don't know, $15 million or something like that in startup funds. Certainly not a huge amount of money as far as venture capital is concerned, but
It's a start, I think.
It's something. I guess it wasn't enough. Like, maybe if they'd slung around some more cash.
Right, bribed some politicians.
Right, maybe if they'd brought in $10 million per each Supreme Court justice, you might have had a better chance at this one, but it didn't end up panning out. Demonstrators celebrated the decision outside the court in Tegucigalpa. One of the lawyers who was celebrating said, "This is great news for the Honduran people. The decision has prevented the country going back into a feudal system that was in place 1,000 years ago." The government proposal to create some 20 special development zones, we'd only heard there were going to be three,
right,
as the new cities were officially called, was approved by Congress last year. The Supreme Court has now ruled that the law approved in Congress is unconstitutional as it violates the territorial integrity of Honduras.
Their shape on the map will be different.
Yeah, as well as the sovereignty of the government.
Okay, so that's pretty close to what I said, the sovereignty of the government versus Honduras itself.
Well, I'm sure the government would liken itself to Honduras. They would prefer to be called Honduras. The Supreme Court, rather than, you know, the group of aggressors calling themselves Honduras.
Right.
The Supreme Court has made that ruling. "I am sad," said Juan Orlando Hernandez, one of the speakers of Congress. He said all the Congress wanted was to give jobs to all Hondurans.
So to him, this is all about jobs. It wasn't about sovereignty or free cities or living as free,
that's what he claimed,
as freely as possible.
Maybe he was on the take. I don't know. Who knows what it was really about for him. And American, maybe he really did see this as something that would benefit the people there. And now those same companies that were interested in this are, I would imagine, going to go look elsewhere for another option. An American company was expected to invest $15 million in the initial phase of construction of the first city on the Caribbean coast. President Lobo said thousands of jobs would be created in the impoverished Central American country. Because right now, in the area in which they were talking about building, there's nothing.
Right.
So when you put something where there's nothing, you can create new things, like jobs, opportunities.
True.
You can expand those things as well. Once the foothold is reached, you know, once businesses are built, other
train people in trades.
Mm-hmm, other businesses will spring up to, you know, supply them, and places to live must be created in order to give people a place nearby, because you're not going to travel for 4 hours to go to work. Anyway. Honduras also struggles with violence, as the world's highest murder rate, 92 murders per 100,000 people, according to the UN. The model for the inspiration for the model cities were Singapore, Macau, and Hong Kong, according to the president. But opposition has accused him of being a traitor and trying to sell the country to foreign companies. Last month, well-known human rights lawyer Antonio Trejo was killed after speaking out against the project.
Wow.
He was shot dead by unknown gunmen outside a church on the skirts of Tegucigalpa.
Now, see, I didn't realize that.
Was it a coincidence? Or was it someone who was, I don't know, with drug dealers in favor of the project?
Maybe. I don't see how the opposition, quote-unquote, can accuse him of being a traitor and try to sell the country. Because one of our, as we were going through this, we realized that any changes would have to be approved by the Honduran Congress anyway.
It was certainly not true independence.
Right. So there was really... There's really no selling of your land. It's just kind of, I think the feudal argument is very true. However, I think it really was the best opportunity that I had heard of.
But you're selling land that's unoccupied. I mean,
right.
How that's a feudal argument, I don't understand.
No, feudal as in feudal times. As they say here, we're going back to, you know, you're selling a piece of land to someone who is then going out and building on it, and it's not...
But it's not feudalism in that there aren't serfs that are going to be on that land because no one lived there.
True enough.
Right?
That's true.
So hours earlier, Mr. Trejo had taken part in a televised debate in which he accused politicians of using such projects to raise campaign funds.
Which
so
is
this
not
has turned
unheard
into
of
political
either.
Football.
Yeah.
I mean, this in Honduras is you know, just another issue for people to debate about. And in this case, the debating's over. The Supreme Court has made its ruling. And I'm sorry to anybody who was excited about that. You know, I thought it was a pretty cool idea. I was excited to see it progress. I was hoping
right.
it would pan out into something, because I feel like the more that we have options for people internationally, the better. Obviously, it's difficult for folks to get here in New Hampshire from all around the world, but maybe something like a free city would be easier for folks to immigrate to, for people, because that's one of the problems with America, is that they keep people out, and it makes it very difficult for somebody that hears about the Free State Project and they live somewhere else besides the, you know, the 50 states calling themselves the United States. That's a really difficult proposition to, you know, you don't just pick up and make a move. Like, it's pretty convenient for those of us who are born around here, because we can just pick up. We don't have to show ID at the border checkpoints intrastate.
Right.
And
yes.
Interstate? Interstate.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, please, at 855-450-FREE. I don't have to show ID
to get
from Florida
right.
to New Hampshire. I don't have to fill out immigration paperwork. So if there could have been another place to compete with the Free State Project on an international level, I think that would have been pretty exciting. Maybe seasteading will end up panning out. We still haven't seen anything yet of real
significance. There hasn't been an update on that lately either, has there?
No. Pete Eyre posted today that apparently they, you know, we've mentioned this, I think, in the past, but they have been given some kind of an old cruise line.
Oh.
So they have some... They have some capital. I mean,
right.
They got the $500,000 that they got from Peter Thiel. They've got an old cruise ship that they could use to set sail whenever they want, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe need some repair. But, you know, use that $500,000 to repair
Fix
the cruise
it.
Ship.
Right.
Go.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe what's holding that up? Maybe it's just on schedule. And I don't realize it's not being held up. Maybe it's just, you know, coming 2013 or something. We'll certainly keep you in the loop as we learn more about that. But for those of you that were excited about Honduras, time to make some other plans. And maybe the group that was Grupo something, I'm still spacing on the name of it, but maybe the group that was involved in this will be announcing other plans
right.
at some point. But, you know, until anything becomes concrete, it's all just pie in the sky fantasizing about where we could have a free place. And right now, New Hampshire is the only place that's an option. It's the freest place of all the 50 states, and there are over 1,000 people that are here already. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over a million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free and bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features, and they're waiting for you over there. In fact, those features include the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. We have a chat room built into the same page, so you can talk with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time as watching and listening to the show at cam.freetalklive.com. cam.freetalklive.com. I was mentioning that, or we talked in the last segment about how the Supreme Court of Honduras has voted 13-1 against the free cities concept. So they've told the people of Honduras that jobs are just not that important to the Supreme Court, and they're going to go ahead and reject this whole free cities idea because, well, gosh, I mean, if we just let anybody build a city and set their own rules, even though, as you pointed out, Nemi, they would basically have to go through the Honduran legislature to really be able to make any new or significant rules
right.
or changes.
Right. It seems to me that it seems to me it's just one more layer of government, you know, rather than actually truly being free.
Oh, hell no. It wouldn't be a free city.
Right.
But according to the guy from the group that was putting it together, they would be using the what they call the best practices of governments. So they would kind of pick and choose from around
who
the world.
Who gets to pick?
They do. You know, their city.
So is stopping for stop signs good, or are we going to try the UK experiment and not have any stop signs at all?
That's a great question.
You know, who decides?
Yeah, somebody would decide. Some group of you know, there was supposed to be some sort of board that would be overseeing it as well,
right.
which would supposedly have disinterested observers from Honduras
right.
that would be, you know, movers and shakers who would be overseeing this. So there was all kinds of oversight that was proposed for this project. It was anything but autonomous, but sort
right.
of being described as though it were. But it was scary enough to where the Supreme Court said, well, we don't have anything to do with this. And so it's been ruled against, which means that your options, if you are somebody who is like me and you're seeking more freedom wherever it is you live, that means your options are not as many as they were. Not that this ever really was an option.
Right.
People were excited about it. I was. You now have the Free State Project and you have there's that Free State Wyoming thing, but from what I hear from a guy that was living there for 7 years as part of the Free State Wyoming, there ain't really much to talk about. And let's see. And he left, by the way, after 7 years. He's now living in Wisconsin. But he came here to visit and kind of sat down with some of us and told us about his experience and or lack thereof. And so there was that. There's also a couple of little projects that are starting up around the country that are attempting to kind of borrow the idea of the Free State Project. Hey, let's all move to where I live! Because it's really easy to ask people to move where you live as opposed to actually picking up your life.
Hey, I like
there.
That the Free State Project picked New Hampshire.
That's right.
It made it really easy for me.
You didn't vote on it either. You were not a Free State Project participant early on. So it's not like you were stacking the deck.
Because I wasn't coming. I don't think you could be a Free Stater if you're not a mover.
If you had signed up before the vote.
Ah.
So had you signed up pre-2003 when you did not know what the state was going to be.
Right.
You would have been a Free State Project participant.
I see. But it is, such as it is, I'm just a native.
You are. You could totally join the Shire Society, though, if you want to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about that.
All right. So there's the Free State Project, which is the one project that actually has a decade of a track record behind it. It started back in 2001 as just an idea on a Yahoo group. It expanded into much more than that, reaching 5,000 members within a couple of years.
Yeah.
They voted on the state, chose out of 10 different states. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly for good reasons.
Yeah.
And you can see those 101 reasons over at freestateproject.org. It's a very persuasive document, and they've done an all right job of keeping it up to date. So it's not the exact same one that it was a decade ago. 101 Reasons to Move is on the left-hand side of the page at freestateproject.org underneath What is the FSP? Aside from that, there's the seasteading idea. It's not really a reality yet. They're talking about having some sort of a place on the water that people could live and live free.
A cruise ship just strikes me as just waiting for a plague to happen. I don't know.
Though?
Yeah, it's just germy.
That's a great point.
What do you do? Buy another cruise ship if you don't? You have problems with the other people on board. What
good
do you do
question.
Then?
Look, I hope it works out for them, and I'm not saying I wouldn't go visit or something like that.
Right, absolutely.
And, you know, maybe it would be a lot cleaner than you think.
Probably. Anytime dear friends of mine go on cruises, they come back and they're like, they have some sort of malady. It's some flu or something, and it's just like it went through the boat.
Oh my God. I'm sure you'd get used to the rocking of the boat back and forth.
Yeah. And what happens in storms? I don't know.
It gets a little more rocky, violent during storms. Have you been on a cruise ship?
I have not been on a cruise ship. I'm never going to be on a cruise
really?
Ship.
Really? It doesn't sound like it.
No.
Is it like an anti-sea thing or like an anti-cruise ship?
Anti-cruise ship thing.
You wouldn't have a problem going out on somebody's boat.
Oh, no. And I go out on boats. Yeah, plenty. Just not cruise ships. I don't want to be cooped up for 1 or 2 weeks.
But. I went on a couple of them as I was a young teenager. My parents took the family out for one of those, it's not officially a Disney cruise, but they've licensed all the Disney characters.
Right.
So it was one of those things. I think they called it the Big Red Boat at the time. And, as a young person, it was fun. Mm-hmm. There was lots of things to do for young people on that boat. And I know they have certainly more adult-minded cruises as well. And I think the cruise companies do a good job at what they do, which is distracting you from the fact that you're in this...
You're on a boat.
Boat. You're just trapped in this boat and...
For the next 4 days until you go
until
to,
you
next,
get to the island
the next
or wherever.
Tourist trap city you're going to, right?
I think they do a decent job of distracting you from that.
Well, very good.
And they're relatively affordable on the scale of vacations, as far as things go. The food is decent, and there's a lot of it. But I can't imagine spending a whole lot of time on a cruise ship.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to do a tour bus tour of the country either. I would rather go at my own pace and do my own thing.
So am I leaving anything out? There was once upon a time a Free State Europe, but that last time I went to that website, it hadn't been updated in years.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
There's the Free Southwest project that I don't think ever got around to choosing a state. So I'd love to hear about any other options
absolutely.
Out there. Like I said, the Free State Project's a decade in since its creation. There are over 1,000, almost 1,100 people here. It's 1099, by the way, the counter. 1,099 people are here now as part of the Free State Project. Over 13,000 people have signed up to join or to move here as part of the Free State Project. So we want to reach 20,000, and that's within reach at this point. I mean, we're at almost 66% of the goal, so almost two-thirds of the way there.
And what is the time frame once that mark is
5
reached?
5 years.
5 years.
So
after
once we reach
20,000,
there's a five-year window where folks have agreed to move, and that's at the latest. Please, if you can move sooner, get here sooner. I know that Clyde and Pete called last night to announce that they have a bid accepted on a house right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, right across the street from the LRN.FM studios.
I think that's fantastic.
I think it's really exciting, too, because, in my opinion, it kicks off officially the Free Streets Project, where, people, I think, should, who love liberty, move closer to one another. I mean, if you're the kind of person who wants to live out in the woods, please, there's plenty of woods here in New Hampshire. Have fun. but I think there's real value to being able to be close to other people of like mind so you can respond faster if there's some sort of a situation with police, for instance, or whatever. Create more of a community. 855-450-FREE. Go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about it there. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And then informants. We'll tell you about them.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for
solar storms,
nuclear meltdown,
dollar collapse,
skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes,
tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Coming up here tonight, Nemi will be telling us about informants specifically being paid to apparently bait the Muslim community.
Yeah, bait is the word they use. Yeah.
We'll get the details on that here. 855-450-3733. Also, want to invite you over to check out SACL CAI, especially if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections. SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. That way you can have your customers on into the future as well, because you want to collect your money and keep them as customers. SACL CAI, see their banner at the top of our banner column, the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to Howard. He's listening in Pennsylvania. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. I mean, how are you guys doing?
Hi, Howard. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about just calling in. I've been a listener to the show for a few years now, and I really enjoy what you guys put out. I just wanted to put some feedback out there for you guys.
Okay, sure.
I'm the kind of guy, I like what you guys do, like the liberty thing. But you have mentioned, like, before, so for some people, it can become too much. And I find for me, like, it does. Like, I have, like, issues that I deal with myself, like, and I think I'm more of the more problematic listeners on Free Talk Live, but I don't cause problems, but I am a supporter. But I gain a lot out of it because, like, there's been a change in me, like, since I first started listening. Just to describe, like, the benefits, like, I question everything now. And, I it's helped me to realize, like, certain things that I just didn't want to really, like, think about for a long time, because for a long time I just, like, would just, things made sense. I don't know. In a way, it's good because, like, it's got me thinking. And there is a lot of injustice, like, going on. I don't approve of anything. Like, I'm just, like, it's got me thinking. The thing is, like, I don't even know right now who to vote for or if I'm going to vote, because I don't
Why bother?
Either of them.
Well, I wouldn't vote for any one of those
thugs. I'm going to vote for Mark Emery. I'm going to write his name in.
That's a good idea.
I'm a pen pal with Mark.
Nice.
I became acquainted from him because of your show. And,
great.
It's
good to make a difference, Howard.
Car.
I appreciate that.
Did you ever get that, man?
The cop car thing.
I sent you a box, the cop car.
Yeah, Howard, by the way, cleans out cop cars for a living, like
that's
the
right.
old cop cars.
Yeah,
and we still use cop cars.
Yeah, so.
You wouldn't believe the stuff I found in them. You know how much dope I found in these cars? This thing
really?
Like, I find so much cool stuff. Like, I've sent you some of it. But it's
yeah, well,
like,
I mean, he sends this because I have people? Announced that I have a former cop car
yes.
as my mode of transportation. It's actually technically not mine. It's owned by a corporation.
To clarify, he's sending you stuff from cars, not drugs.
What
right,
year
right.
Crown Vic you got, Ian? What year Crown Vic
it's a 2005. And
no way. Oh, man, that's nice.
Is it a shock?
I guess
it's not that nice.
Most people have old ones. The new ones are nice.
Yeah, they had a bunch of them for sale out here. I guess there's some sort of...
I've tried out the back seat. It's very comfortable.
It's not
seats
bad.
Three
it's,
comfortably.
The seats are not that uncomfortable. I mean, the car itself isn't pretty.
Yeah.
You know, like the insides are kind of utilitarian,
yeah.
yep. let's say.
Do you have the vinyl back seat? What kind of floor? Is it a plastic floor?
It's like kind of plasticky thing.
Yeah.
It's like
a
covered floor.
Costume. You know, what they usually do is they cut holes in the back seats because... When I get the cars, like, they're real cop cars. I have to take the radios out, the cages. You wouldn't believe the government waste that they just, it was cheaper for them to just auction off the cars for nothing and let somebody make them in a taxi cab. They'll put the cage. A cage has got to be worth like $500. You wouldn't believe the government waste that I see. But
oh, I believe in Howard.
They just cut holes in the back so they can just, like, wash them out because they put the plastic seats in the back. Like, if I ever had a daughter... And, like, I would get a Crown Vic, and I would give her that car, but I would keep the plastic back cop seat in just so I would know that if she ever wanted to make love to her boyfriend, it would be so uncomfortable, she would never want to do it, you know? It's like,
why wouldn't you want your daughter to have a little bit of fun? Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Although, I don't understand the attraction of the back of a car. It seems a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I concur.
I like comfort. Comfort's good.
Yeah, comfort is always good.
Let's continue here. Then again, I wasn't doing things like that when I was a teenager, so I'm sure if I were a teenager and had such an opportunity, I would
maybe
feel differently.
You would have. Yeah, maybe.
Let's continue, though. Mark is listening in Indy. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Ian, last night you were talking about something for teen and the... I believe the, I don't know if it's Chester County Courthouse there or something like that. They're expanding it, building a new building, that kind of thing.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, they are building a brand new courthouse, a court facility. I believe it's going to attach to one of the old courthouses as kind of a newer expansion, and then they're going to put both the district court and the superior court in the same building.
Okay, and do you know why, any reason in particular, is the area growing? Is the population growing there or anything, or...
No, it's just government spending money for government's sake, which is essentially what they're doing with the checkpoint that they've installed on the first floor of the city building here in Keene. Now, for those that are not aware, in Keene, it's a pretty small place, 25,000 people or so yeah. live here. You know, this is the county seat of a county of about 70,000. And the courthouse has been in the second floor of the city building for quite a long time. It's been longer than I've been here. Nemi, do you know how long the courthouse...
It's been longer than I've been here.
Really?
That's 20 years. Almost 20
wow.
years.
Yeah. So it's been there for a long time. And for the entirety of the time that it's been there, they have only had a one checkpoint at a choke point
yeah.
on the second floor right before you get into the courtroom.
And guys with wands.
Exactly. Now, all of a sudden, they've decided, the Supreme Court has decided that Keene needs to have its own... metal detector, and that means it had to be installed on the first floor of the facility, thereby restricting access to both the upper city offices on the second and third floor. So they're restricting people's access to getting into just to go see the bureaucrats, just the regular old bureaucrats, with security checks. And so it doesn't make any sense beyond, hey, let's spend some more money. Let's hire some extra security agents and buy, several thousand dollar, whatever these things cost,
yeah.
right.
these metal detectors. And also expand the control as
yeah.
well, because now they are scanning through far more people every day than they otherwise would.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't mean to be getting into conspiracies, but this could kind of lead to one. You know, city governments and all governments are bad, but city governments are bad. You know, the bigger government you get, county, state gets worse, and the feds are, of course, the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they're seeing this? Do you think there's some kind of federal control over this, Department of Homeland Security, Justice? They're seeing Keene saying, wait a minute, these guys got this opposition to everything we believed in all along, the whole, you know, structure of government. They're actually trying to resist us. They're putting up some kind of, I wouldn't say fight, but it's the first time, like, ever, you know, I think they've seen this. And do you think it's feds overseeing this kind of thing and giving them grants, like, at the city-county level, saying...
Well, I mean, we know they gave a $300,000 grant to the city of Keene for the Bearcat. So
yeah.
We know
yeah,
that happened. The Bearcat is a... The Bearcat is a killing machine. For those that don't know, it's a killing machine that they have gun ports built into, and they will use it to arrest whoever it is they want to. It's a pretty scary thing.
Put a Barrett right on top of it.
And a turret, yeah, yeah, they could do that. And so that we know that much. We also know the FBI has been investigating the activism scene up here, has attempted to get an activist to wear a wire into the Keene Activity Center. So we know that there certainly is interest on the part of the federal government. How much of the changes to government are being spurned by them, like you said, would be total conspiracy theory and pure speculation. I think that the state on its own has its own interests in expanding itself. Even if the Free State Project was not so active, or the Free or Liberty activists out here were not so active, you may still have seen some of these changes come, but it's certainly convenient to be able to point to, hey, look at all these activists, look at all the other things they're doing now, ostensibly in response to them. I don't think the Supreme Court is taking cues from the FBI. Let's just say that. I don't think the Department of Homeland Security is donating this this equipment. At least that's not the impression
I got. I don't get the impression either. I've got some comments on this after the break.
Mark, you're welcome to stick with us. We can continue the discussion here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. But is the government going to, you know, seal up and crack down in response to activism? Yeah, they'll do that. Whether it's just the feds that are spurring it on, I don't think that's likely. I think it's government at all levels wants to protect its power. Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com. RocketStorage.com and see three great Grover rocket stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover rocket stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want. If you dial in toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, whether it's the failure before the gates even opened of the Honduras Free Cities Project, or informants snitching on, or informants trying to, ramp up the Muslims. We'll get to that story here in a little bit. Or, again, whatever you want, 855-453. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian here.
And Nemi.
So let's, by the way, continue with your calls. Mark is on the line here. Nemi, you said you had some comments. We've been talking about court security expanding here. And Mark's question was about whether or not the feds are pulling the strings. What happened is here in Keene, New Hampshire, they've expanded court security for no reason, it seems, otherwise than let's just spend some money and hire some extra government bureaucrats. It's not actually doing anything to make the courts more secure.
No, certainly not.
So they're expanding the court security into the first floor of the city building. To their credit, they're not cracking down on cameras now on the first floor. We went in yesterday with a group of activists to kind of scope out the situation. Video has been posted over at freekeen.com if you would like to see that, which includes an interview with the, just kind of an on-the-spot interview with the head of security, who's a really nice guy, where he basically says, yeah, we're going to treat city employees differently from everybody else.
Yeah, and they are.
They're not going to be screened. You will. And Mark's question, and Mark is still with us in Indy, was, is this something the feds are controlling? And I think, Nemi, you said you had something.
I think the question that I wanted to speak to is it the activism that they're responding to by sending a Bearcat here or sending the FBI here?
We know the FBI is investigating the activist community.
They're interested in knowing what's going on and having their finger on the pulse, per se. But I don't think that the Bearcat was sent here as in response to activism. We're seeing it in many New England cities anyway. I haven't looked at it across the country, but I know that there have been several cities that were approached by Lenco to purchase one of these in the interests of national and local security. And so I don't believe it's really a response to activism here.
Okay, that just seems kind of an ironic, a town that small and that much activism going on in one area that they sent a Bearcat in there. Everywhere across the country, you know, it's becoming authoritarian to complete totalitarian. City governments, state governments, all of it. It's absolutely insane, the police state out there in general. But I just kind of wonder with that area in general. And a lot of this does seem to be coming from the federal control, whether it's justice, homeland security, you know, FEMA, whatever it is. It seems to be a lot of federal dollars, federal strings, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I totally understand the concerns, and I would question on the Bearcat issue, you know, what are the smallest towns that they've sent these Bearcats to? We know they've sent over 300 Bearcats to various different communities. The federal government has paid, you know, huge amounts of money to send Bearcats to many, many, many communities around the country. So what are the smallest ones? Is Keene on the lower tier? I bet it is, because 25,000 is certainly not a big place. So I agree with you. I think there's an argument that can be made that, you know, maybe it was the activism here that encouraged the Bearcat to come. But there's no way that you can really nail that one down. That's
right.
Nothing
You're
more
not
going to
get anybody on the record right saying that. But I don't agree, because if memory serves, and again, I don't have a list of cities and towns in front of me, I believe there is one town up north in New Hampshire that accepted a Bearcat that is much smaller than
Keene.
Really? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I can look it up.
So, yes, are they reacting in a lot of ways to activism? Yeah, let's give you another example. They, a few years ago, when I moved here 6 years ago, they only had a police prosecutor. So what would happen would be, you know, people would get tickets for whatever, marijuana possession or, you know, driving, and they would go to court, and this police prosecutor, his job was to get you to take the plea deal.
Yep.
He's a professional plea deal offerer. He's not a real attorney.
He doesn't really want to work.
Well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't have generally
wants
doesn't
to go
have
home
to.
By noon, right?
Exactly. And so liberty activists start, you know, showing up in mass in the community and getting arrested for various different things. And of course, we have a thing about not taking a plea deal, because plea deals are what's encouraging the system to do what it's doing to people. So let's stop doing that. And as a result of not taking the plea deal, this police prosecutor had to actually do work, like attorney kind of work. And they're not trained for that. So they brought in an actual attorney. The police department hired their own attorney, and they've had him on ever since. And, of course, every activist that they know is an activist is given this attorney to deal with instead of the police prosecutor, which everybody else is given to deal with.
It makes Semirellis' job a little easier anyway, right?
He's I guess he's the new guy. At the time, it was a different guy named Eli Rivera, who's now running for sheriff. So my point being that, yeah, they've definitely made some changes. They absolutely have increased the size of their security state and the state actors as well in response to activism.
Yes,
so.
But I believe further to that, they've certainly amped it up, but they've also had to reel it back, at least with the photography and the video cameras at the Superior Courthouse. It got very, very stringent and I saw Jason Talley get dragged across the floor.
For having a video camera.
Yeah. We're not moving quickly enough, actually, because at that point he wasn't allowed to have a video camera in the courtroom. Now we're able to take. There seems to be some semblance of sanity coming back into the situation where we.
Well,
and again, today at district court, there are no signs up in the
district
building.
District court's always been different from Superior Court as far as their level of crackdown on electronic devices.
Yes.
You still cannot have a video camera in operation in Superior Court, but now you can carry one around.
Carry one in, right.
Which was different, is different, but it's still worse than it was, because when I first moved here, and for a number of years, you could video in the lobby at the Superior
and
Court.
And have no problem.
And no problem.
Right.
So it has gotten worse, even though they've taken one step back from the tyranny. And somebody listening to this might be like, well, great, you activists, you're ruining things. You're making things worse. How can you say that this is an effective project? How can you say that you're doing the right thing when all the evidence is now the security state is getting even bigger, and it's your fault?
What do I say to them? I think that this is all security theater anyway. As I was sitting in the district courthouse today, it was just passing the time as you're sitting there waiting. I had business to conduct in court. Mm-hmm. And to sit there and wait, and I'd just gone through this ridiculous security checkpoint on the first floor, and I'm just thinking, you know, I have so much in my purse that they just let me take. You know, it's ridiculous. It's just as arbitrary as the TSA. You can't take juice in, but you can take water in. Or the other guy says you can't take water in because it might have something you could throw at the judge. But, gosh, you can take your purse, which weighs as much as a brick, if not a cinder block. You know, I'm not going to throw that at the judge. What?
Somebody
who
had
decides?
The other idea to use a 3D printer to print out 3D knives with
and
plastic.
Guns. Yep.
And guns are a little more tricky, but you could easily make knives and put them on your person, and those metal detectors are not going to detect that. So a determined person who wants to harm the judge, which, by the way, all of this is ridiculous in the first place. As you say, it's theater.
Yeah.
Because in the video, of the security theater that you'll see if you go to freekeen.com. The judge comes out through the security checkpoint in the video, and I say hi to him. He says hi back, and I ask him what's going on with my lunch date, because he promised me years ago we'd do lunch together, and it's never happened. And he blows it off. And he walks right out the security checkpoint, right out into the parking garage. I mean, if somebody wanted to hurt that man, it wouldn't be hard to do.
Yeah, it's such a facade to me.
Sorry, Mark, we are totally dominating this conversation. You're still there, so go ahead with your thoughts.
No, I was just saying, regardless of what you guys are saying, it's way past time for these strings to be cut anyways and get rid of the feds. I think the federal government is completely unreformable. There's no hope to it. You know, a true telltale sign is Romney. You know, the guy's just absolutely despicable in every way imaginable. Even as a classical Republican, it's time to secede. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, Mark, for the call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. One of the things I would say to the objection is, look at all these cops are cracking down. Don't look like a free place to me. This is what some people will say, like in response to Derek J's victimless crime spree or some of the other things they'll hear about what goes on up here. Hey, I got news for you. If your little liberty movement where you are, and I know it's little in comparison to the one in New Hampshire, if your liberty, because I used to live in Florida and it was awful, if your little liberty movement ever starts to gain traction and you and your friends start to actually make an impact, guess what they're going to do to you? You're going to have the same stuff. Yeah, the same stuff will going to happen to you. In fact, it might even be worse because down in a lot of other places, I heard from Emberly from Voluntary Values, another radio show. She went down to Virginia. Unfortunately, she had some court things to deal with her son down there as he was visiting and got into some trouble. But she was in court in Virginia. They did not even allow cell phones in that courtroom. You could not get any kind of electronic device through. Good luck. We've had people call this show and talk about their court cases that they've been dealing with. And all the question I like to ask is, did you record it?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't get cameras in there. Well, we get cameras in every single time we have a court hearing. So there may be problems in New Hampshire. There are problems in New Hampshire. But it's probably worse where you are. You just don't know it because you've never done the things that we're doing here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You think the state's just going to sit back and let this stuff happen?
For free?
This ain't a cakewalk.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.